I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Including Royce Lewis. He's going to be the guest and joining us here in a moment or two. First, just some news and notes to get to. Since last week, the Twins made it official. They brought in lefty reliever Danny Coulomb, along with outfielder Harrison Bader. And also now, it appears they're adding first baseman DH Ty France to the mix. So player moves still happening here for your hometown nine. The Twins have announced plans for how you can watch the team this season. A direct-to-consumer streaming option, cost of less than a dollar per game. That's all it would cost for you to be able to watch your Minnesota Twins. You can sign up at twins.tv. Again, signing up at twins.tv. If you have more questions or need information, go to twins.com/watch. That's twins.com/watch for questions and more info. Cable, satellite, over-the-air details still to come. And for those of you who like to listen to us, some news here at Twins Radio. At the conclusion of last season, Kyle Hammer, our longtime engineer, moved on after 17 seasons. Lexi Schweinert also no longer with us, but we are excited to introduce and welcome in John Vitas to our team. He and I will be splitting the hosting of pre- and post-game responsibilities along with producing this season. John joins us now from Fort Myers. He's been the voice of the Mighty Muscles for the last four seasons, and he's also provided public address announcing services for the Twins there at Lee Health Sports Complex. John, welcome to Twins Radio.
Thank you, Gino. It's an honor. Happy to be with you today on the show and looking forward to a really fun season.
Yeah, well, you're making a splash already as you're rubbing it in with that great shot from where you're set up there down in Fort Myers with the great backdrop of the field behind you, because only about a 70 to 75 degree difference in temperatures right now between where you're at and up here in Twins territory. John's going to be part of our crew covering the team during spring training, and so we're throwing him right into it. He's taking over the show here. It's going to be John and Royce for you here on Inside Twins. John, it's all yours.
Thank you, Gino. Appreciate it. Yeah, we're here at Hammond Stadium, Lee Health Sports Complex. We're in the low 80s, sunshine. The players have been filling in over the last couple of weeks, including Royce Lewis, who is our guest today on Inside Twins. Royce, how's it going?
Man, John, it's going great, man. Thank you. I'm glad to be the first person for you, man. Congratulations to you.
Thank you. Nowhere better to start. You got your start in the minor leagues here in Fort Myers as well. Parts of two seasons with the Miracle. And you got here as early as any of the position players with the Twins. Why do you like to get here nice and early? And I know it's a place that holds a lot of meaning for you, having been at this complex since you were drafted.
Yeah, man. Got a lot of family and friends down here that is fun to hang out with, as well as just wanted to, you know, I got that itch off my back and wanted to get going as soon as possible. And I was really excited. And obviously, I got, you know, married and had the honeymoon and everything. And so I missed out on Twins Fest, and I wanted to show my support and be here early because I wanted to get ready and get going.
Yeah, your wedding was one of the first questions we want to ask you about. January 13th, got married to your wife, Samantha. Tell us about the experience, what it was like, and if you had a chance to do some traveling afterwards.
Yeah, it was an unbelievable day. You know, the whole year we've been, you know, planning it and making sure, you know, we had all the people we wanted there. We tried our best. We could only fit so much, unfortunately, but if we could, we would have had 1,000 more people, I'm sure, because we love and support everybody around us. But the day was wonderful, so special, and we ended up going to Costa Rica and really having a blessed time. It was so beautiful out there, getting away from that, you know, 30 or 40 degree weather in Texas and getting out to, you know, 80 or 90 in Costa Rica was very beautiful.
Costa Rica is a great place. I wanted to get into this season a little bit. Obviously, the vibes are always high when you first get to Fort Myers. I'm sure you've had a chance to say hello to some of your longtime teammates, some of your newer teammates who are reporting to Fort Myers. I know you guys are getting in the clubhouse this week. What have the vibes been like so far?
Oh, you know, same as usual. Everyone's very excited to see all the guys, see your friends again, and just see how everyone's doing, see all the guys that got jacked, see the guys that got a little bit thicker than you wanted. But no, we were just having a fun time and giving everyone crap again, just being with the boys. It's like going to first day of school again, but minus the homework. So that's the best part.
Yeah, no homework. No homework in February. Wanted to get into this season a little bit, your approach to it. I know towards the end of last year, you admitted you ran out of gas just a little bit. Wanted to know what goes into the preparation of trying to get ready for 162, because we talked about it with some of the players at Twins Fest and guys like Simeon Woods Richardson and Bailey Ober talking about how they set a career high in innings last year and just trying to get the body ready for that long six-month grind. What goes into that for you in your off-season training?
Yeah, I mean, a lot. You know, I think every year is, you can always grow and get better. And for me, I've always grown and gotten better, whether that was through injury or you know, post and being healthy like this offseason. So it was great. I'm looking forward to just kind of building off of what I had, I think maybe 82 or 83 games last year. So try to build off that and, you know, just slowly get to that full season for the first time. I know, you know, not only myself, but a lot of fans and my family especially are very excited for that to happen.
No question. One thing I think the fans have also been longing for, and something I'm sure you would love to see this year, is an extended stretch of play with you, Carlos Correa, and Byron Buxton in the lineup together. The early reports on them have been extremely positive. They've had as normal and healthy an offseason as they've had as Twins. I know you're feeling great coming off your wedding and being down here nice and early. What would that mean to you, and how important would it be for the team for you guys to be healthy together for a long stretch of time?
Oh, I think it's very important. I think, you know, people talk about, oh, they haven't made moves, this and that. Well, you don't need to make moves as long as you guys are healthy and doing what they need to do. And so I think we all pride ourselves in obviously doing that. But you can only control so much. You know, freak things are going to happen. Garrett Cole might run one up on you. 98 to 100 is not going to feel good on your hands or whatever it may be. So I'll be wearing all the guards. I'm going to be, you know, taking more precautions for myself. But I know that those guys are most definitely ready and they're looking good. So I'm excited to get out there with them and the rest of the team.
And one of the other headlines this offseason about your upcoming season has been whether you might have the opportunity to play some second base based on how the roster is constructed at the moment. But Rocco Baldelli made it clear during Twins Fest that you're the starting third baseman for the Twins. But, of course, with moving pieces and guys that can play multiple positions, there may be a situation where you end up at second base. Has that been part of your offseason regimen? Is that something that you've been working on this offseason?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I take ground balls every offseason, a short, third, second, and especially this year more at second just because I needed to get more comfortable. Obviously, we had some rumors that I might be playing there. But after I had, you know, Rocco and Jace, they had actually came out and saw Trevor Larnick and myself, and which was awesome, man. And we actually had, you know, sat down for a little bit and talked about it. And he said, no, we're going to plan on you playing third unless you hear anything different from myself or Jace. And, you know, I think I got the same confirmation today. So I'm planning on third base, but you know, you said starter, man. I have to work hard, man. I don't think anything's given in this game. You got to prove it each and every day. So that's what I'm here to do, and that's another reason why I'm showing up early.
What are some of the nuances with the differences between second base and third base? I know third base is pretty instinctual. Ball's coming at you fast. Second base, a little more time to sit back and make the throw. And of course, you have to work on turning the double play. What are some things you work on when you take those positions in small doses in practice?
Yeah, just creating the angles to first. I feel like at third base, you got to have a lot more aggressive angles. That's something that I could get better at for sure, as well as, you know, just using my legs more and staying in the ground. Same at the plate, man, to be honest. It's all the same at the end of the day. Just using the force from the ground up will help me, you know, make those throws a little bit more accurate. And, you know, like I said, just creating those angles, those strong angles from third is different from second. I can have a little bit more umbrella arc kind of angles at it and have more time and make the throw, and it should be an easier throw as well when it's only 50 feet instead of, you know, a 30 or 40 yard, you know, touchdown pass is what we have to do at third base every day. So
the coaching staff from last year has remained mostly the same, but where the changes have come is on the hitting side. This year you'll be working with three new hitting coaches, Matt Borg-Schulte, Ray Sierra, and Trevor Amicone. I know you know Borgs from your time coming up through the Twin system, but have you got a chance to meet each of those guys yet? And what are some of the positive attributes they bring to the table that makes you excited to work with them this year?
Man, we're already having a comfortable time, man. We're having a lot of fun and, you know, cracking jokes, but especially talking hitting. I'm really excited about some of the solutions that they have for me this year. And what they saw towards the end of the year and what we can clean up. And just some good cues that we can kind of go over throughout the season when you go through those ups and downs. Because I think, you know, you play 6 months in a year, even the best of the best, you know, both those guys who won MVPs had a month-long struggle where they didn't look like the best of the best. So that's just kind of part of the game that we play. We play a game of failure, and you just got to learn how to fight through those failures and learn how to, you know, keep those to a minimum. And that's what these hitting coaches are here to do, and I'm looking forward to putting the work in with them.
A lot of hitting coaches love talking about the low-hanging fruit, the easy adjustments to get better results. Are there anything that those three guys have mentioned to you that will be a point of focus for you early in the season that maybe can lead to some better results right away?
Yeah, man, I could give you a good detailed report, but I don't want to give all the scouting reports away too early, man. You know, I haven't even played a first game yet. So the best thing I could tell you is definitely we have some stuff in the works. And it's definitely going good. I'm keeping a lot more simple, the swing naturally, which is great. I kind of just started swinging in the off season, and my leg kick just started getting lower and lower. So I was like, hey, this might work. This is going to be great. And that's just something I did on my own. But with these guys, man, we're just going to keep, you know, working on, you know, staying true to the fastball, man. You can never give up on the fastball, even at the highest level of the big leagues. Even though they're throwing 65% off speed nowadays, I still won't be off the fastball because, I mean, they're throwing 100. So if you're late on fastball, you'll be late on everything else, and it'll just, you know, mess you up on everything else. So I'm looking forward to hitting, you know, the fastball and staying on top of that, and obviously putting in the work for the rest of the pitches and getting after it this year. It'll be a fun year for sure.
Well, we're definitely looking forward to watching it. We've got a couple more segments coming up here on Inside Twins. Royce will be back with us on the other side of the break to do some card knack. We'll be looking at some different baseball cards for him to identify who's on the front of that baseball card. And then last but not least, Royce will be taking your questions from the fans. So make sure to get into that chat and let us know what you want to know about from Royce Lewis. This is Inside Twins on your home for Twins baseball.
Benito loads him up. I send you home. Drive time with DeRussia, 3-6 on CCO.
In the history of Twins baseball, there's one name that means legend: Killebrew. So when you gather together this summer, there's only one old-fashioned root beer that delivers that Hall of Fame taste to thirsty fans everywhere. That's Killebrew. Your family will love Minnesota-made Killebrew old-fashioned root beer and cream soda. Pick up a cold, frothy Killebrew root beer at Target Field, then cheer on the fun. Take it from me, Ken Herbeck, Killebrew. It's how memories are created and legends are made.
Jim Arricchio and Dan Gladden.
Coordinated Business Systems, aligning business and technology since 1983. That's impressive, Jim.
Well, at Coordinated, our people make it easy to do business with us. We work hard to create a positive customer experience and a positive outcome for the organization.
Managed IT services, copy, print, phone, and video systems, and the Coordinated people, of course. Now that's a grand slam.
Visit coordinated.com.
Customers first.
Commitment to your team should say more about your fandom than your planning skills. Introducing ultimate flexibility with My Twins membership choice plans. Commit to your game face, not which games you attend. Out of your seat action, not a certain seat. Select your choice plan and get up to 25% savings on tickets, concessions, and no ticket fees. Become a committed fan with less commitment at twins.com/mytwins and experience baseball your way.
We are back live here on Inside Twins, brought to you by Killebrew Root Beer, locally owned and operated. It's how memories are created and legends are made. We are here in sunny Fort Myers, Florida, getting ready for pitchers and catchers reporting this week. And then, of course, the position players will get going with the open house, which will be here at the Lee Health Sports Complex on Monday. Here in Fort Myers, our guest today is Royce Lewis, who's been kind enough to join us from the Minnesota Twins Clubhouse here in Fort Myers. And we're getting ready for our card knack segment. We'll have three cards for Royce to identify. We'll be looking at the back of the card and slowly reveal some details, and we'll see if Royce can guess who it is. Royce Lewis, are you ready?
All right. Yeah, I'm going to do my best. We'll see.
All right. Well, the first card we have here for you is a pretty recent player. It's one of your teammates. He's been in the majors since 2021. His stats are on the screen. Eighth best batting average in the league with runners in scoring position last year. A fellow first round pick.
Trevor Larnach.
He's right. Trevor Larnach. There's some of the details there at the top. 2018 draft from Walnut Creek, California. Royster, one for one. Good start.
Thank you, man. It was easy when you said eighth best batting average with runners in scoring position. That guy comes up clutch. What a great hitter, and I get to hit with him in the off seasons. You know, last two off seasons, it's been great. We've been, you know, a little pickleball here, a little workout there, so it's been great.
Singles or doubles? Singles or doubles on the pickleball?
Oh, doubles. The wives have to be involved, man. They're more athletic than we are sometimes, so we gotta let them do their thing.
And pickleball's pickleball aplenty here in Southwest Florida. Plenty of courts to play once you're done with spring training each day. All right, we're going to card number two. All right, in high school, this person's basketball team won the state title twice. It is a baseball player. Okay. They actually got a scholarship offer from Oklahoma State, so Division I caliber hoopster. A Hollywood star having appeared in an episode of the Cleveland show, California Dreamin', season 4. He was a sixth-round pick in 2003 out of Oklahoma.
Oh, it was Matt Kemp.
Matt Kemp is correct.
Yeah, let's We're going to put up his
four best seasons with the Dodgers there. You see that 2011 season led the league in homers, RBIs, WAR, runs scored. Why are we including Matt Kemp, Royce?
So, yeah, Matt, I mean, I hit with Matt and Trevor, obviously, and Matt's been our kind of our guru, him and Torrey Hunter. And so, you know, Matt is just what a person, man. He came out to the wedding, really special guy, and I really appreciate all that he's done for me. But he was one of my favorite players growing up, being in SoCal. So watching him on the Dodgers, you know, back in the day when they had Andre Ethier and Manny Ramirez, Manny Wood back in the day. So it was a fun team, and he was the best player on the team.
Yeah, superstar for a period of time there in Los Angeles. All right, we got one more for you. Another player that is a more recent player that holds some significance with you. Spent most of the last 4 years with the Cleveland Guardians. Was a member of the Texas Rangers World Series team in 2023.
Austin Hedges.
Second-round pick, and it is Austin Hedges. there that one season split between Pittsburgh and Texas. Mm-hmm. And he is the only other Jay Serra grad besides yourself to play in the major leagues. And I know he's a few years ahead of you, right? And he was someone that you looked towards as kind of hope that the major leagues was a realistic goal, right?
Yeah, I mean, he came back and he just kind of instilled hope. You know, he'd hit the BP with us, and he just told us all, you know, how it worked and kind of what he envisioned and what he saw through going throughout the minors. And, like, you know, the talent's there for a lot of our players. And at the time, our team, I mean, I got to be honest, it was nasty. I definitely wasn't the best on our team, but we had a great team. We had fun. And, you know, nowadays it's like that hope that he instilled. That's the same hope I'm giving to people when I hit BP with them and talking to kids around the facility here that are 12 and 13 and trying to, you know, go on tournaments and all that. They can do it, and you just got to have fun doing it. That's just the exact way I did it, just like Hedges told me. And he still jokes with me behind the plate whenever I play against him, man. He gives me crap, so it's always fun to play against him.
That's awesome. That's awesome. Well, we appreciate it. 3 for 3. Well done.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah, I was trying to be on it. I didn't know if it was a speed round. You know, I got to get extra points.
Well, you were ready. We only got through like half the clues on each of those. So well done. We've got just one more segment we're going to have you hang on for. When we come back, we will have some questions for Royce from you, the fan. So that's coming up next here on Inside Twins on your home for Twins baseball.
Catch me, Chad Hartman, talking about what's happening and having some fun every day, noon to 3 on CCO.
As the official outdoor adventure partner of the Minnesota Twins, Winnebago Industries knows about adventures of all sizes. Visit winnebagoind.com to check out our premium boat and RV brands to get your adventures started. Winnebago Industries, be great outdoors.
What does it mean to be locally owned and operated? For Cenex, it means everything. It means that we know if you take your coffee to go or if you like to stay a while. It means we've helped little leagues get jerseys and local festivals get funding. It means we know what our communities need, so you'll always leave Cenex with a full tank, full of snacks, or full of smiles. Or all of the above. And that means the world to us. Cenex, powered locally.
Hey, Ken Herbeck here, and summertime in Minnesota means baseball. Weekends up north and family time. This year, enjoy the one and only Killebrew Old Fashioned Root Beer and Cream Soda. Pick up a six-pack or a case at your neighborhood Festival Foods grocery store. Whether it's ice cream floats for dessert or a caffeine-free, gluten-free refreshment, your kids will absolutely love. Take it from a guy who knows a little bit about legends. You're never too old to relive the fun of sharing your first Killebrew. It's how memories are created and legends are made.
Use Target Field for your next big event. Whether for your wedding, business meeting, community gathering, or school event, let Target Field be your home for whatever is next. To book your visit and for more information, go to targetfieldevents.com.
We welcome you back to Inside Twins, brought to you by Killebrew Root Beer, locally owned and operated. It's how memories are created and legends are made. Royce Lewis is our guest today from Fort Myers, Florida, joining us from that Twins clubhouse. And it is our Q&A portion of the program, final segment here for Royce Lewis. I'm going to start it off. I've got one question for you. The Twins revealed their promotional schedule recently. And on May 24th, a game against the Kansas City Royals at Target Field, there will be a Royce Lewis bobblehead giveaway brought to you by Sheboygan Sausage Company. You're in the City Connect uniform in that bobblehead. Have you seen it? What do you think?
You know, I actually haven't seen it yet, man. That's a good question. I should get some people to show me. But, no, I'm looking forward to seeing what that looks like. I love the City Connect personally. I can go with a lot of different colors and swag on that outfit. So, yeah, it's one of my favorites, and I like hitting in that jersey. So it's a good bobblehead to have.
No doubt. Do you guys have a little fun when that promo schedule comes out, poking fun at each other and seeing which players are getting, you know, which giveaways? It's got to be fun for you guys as players to see that come out every year.
Oh, for sure. I think all the players love it, but I look forward to it because I like getting the gear myself. I'm a fan at heart, so, you know, me and my family like to get excited. My sister's excited for the SpongeBob Day, the Jersey Day. You know, that was our favorite show that we watched growing up. So, yeah, we're excited for a lot of the promos, man. I'm excited for the Buxton bobblehead. I know I think it has some voice on it, so I'm hoping it says Buck Yeah. That would be awesome. But, yeah, I'm looking forward to all of them.
That's awesome. We can't wait to see him, too. He'll be unveiled throughout the season. We're going to get to some fan questions here. I know some of you folks in the chat have had some questions for Royce. Let's start with Eric Sullivan. Bryce Harper posts TikToks of him making lattes and showing his daily life. Any chance we get a day in the life of Royce Lewis series?
Man, you know, if I was lucky enough to sign a contract like Bryce, I would love to do more stuff like that. That's for sure. You know, I think I'm focused on baseball right now and taking care, you know, of my family and winning a World Series. And so once those things are taken care of, I think, you know, unfortunately for Bryce, he hasn't won the World Series yet, to my knowledge. But, you know, at least he's got, you know, taking care of his family. He's got to play baseball at a high level. And I think he's just having fun, especially because his kids now are probably encouraging him to go on TikTok. So, you know, maybe for me, I'll join him one day. But right now I'm going to focus on baseball.
All right, let's take a look at our next question. This is from Bryce18. Royce, with Bader joining the team, are you two now the most swaggy teammates in all of baseball?
Wow, yeah. I mean, I definitely can't leave, you know, Carlos or Buck out of that. I think Buck has a lot of swag for sure. But, yeah, I would say so, man. I'm biased opinion. I think we definitely dress to impress, and we care about it each and every day. So I'm looking forward to seeing what kind of outfits he has and talk a little fashion with him.
And I'm sure getting Harrison Bader on the roster is a welcomed addition, right? I mean, he's so good in the outfield, and that's someone that I'm sure you can't wait to meet once he gets here to Fort Myers.
Absolutely, yeah. He played on some great teams, even going back to college. So I'm looking forward to picking his brain a lot on baseball. And you know, I don't know how much outfield I'll be playing, but I'll still try to pick his brain because this guy's a cool glover. So all the knowledge you can try to get, you got to gain it, and that's one that I definitely want to pick his brain.
Absolutely. Let's take a look at our third and final question here. From Callan Block, is there a coach or athlete that you look up to as a role model, and why?
Yeah, I mean, other than my, you know, my parents, I always looked up to Derek Jeter. I just felt like he played the game the right way. He was always grinding, working hard. And like he's, you know, I used the same quote earlier about, you know, it says starting shortstop or starting third baseman. Well, you got to work hard for that. You got to earn that. Nothing's guaranteed to you. And he's the one that kind of taught me that. And so, you know, just playing the game and staying humble. This game will humble you if you don't keep yourself humble. So just enjoy each and every day, because this is the dream that I've always been wanting to live out. And now I'm doing it. And it's so exciting, man. Every day is just a blessing. So.
Well said. Well said. I think we have time for one more question, if I'm not mistaken. There it is. Marissa, who are going to wig the egg toss this year? All right. That's a Twins tradition. I know the staff takes a lot of pride in that. It takes place right underneath me here in the player parking lot. Who's going to win the egg toss, Royce?
Yeah, you know, my partner Farmer, he's gone. So I gotta find a new balanced guy, you know, who can balance the eggs and make it work and do it fast. So we'll find a new partner, and hopefully we'll win this year.
Yeah, so let that be a message to the new players on the team that you might have an egg toss partner in Royce Lewis available when you get to the Twins clubhouse. Royce, I got one more for you. You're here in Fort Myers for the better part of 2 months. Some free time during spring training, right? Or are you a big golfer? What's the go-to recreational activity while you're down here usually?
Man, yeah, I love eating. I love golf, and pickleball is something that we love to do in the household. But, you know, it's spring, and like I said, I wanted to focus on baseball. So minimal golf, I might go one time while I'm out here. Pickleball will be very limited, maybe only once a week instead of, like, every day. but, yeah, just trying to focus on baseball as much as possible. But those are some things I like to do. We like to go bowling, catch a movie here and there. Definitely check out the beach. I know that the beach is, you know, after the hurricane, it was a little bit messed up, but right now it's looking good, and I want to go check that out and, you know, just relax and enjoy the waves and, you know, enjoy spring training while we're here for 2 months.
Absolutely. Well, Royce, thanks for making my first episode of Inside Twins a breeze, a blast. I appreciate it. And we'll see you down here and playing in games in a week and a half.
Yeah, let's go, John. Thank you, man. You did a great job. Appreciate you.
Thank you. Thank you. Royce Lewis joining us here on Inside Twins. That'll be a wrap on today's show. Big thank you to our team up in Minnesota producing the show today, and Mauricio Ortiz down in the clubhouse making sure Royce is ready to go, and we appreciate it. So Twins baseball coming your way February 22nd will be the first spring training game. It'll be right here at Hammond Stadium against the Atlanta Braves. Twins.com for tickets if you want to come out, and we invite everybody down here to Fort Myers to enjoy a little bit of spring training as we get the season going. Well, that's a wrap. This is our penultimate episode of Inside Twins. We have one more coming for you next week, and then we'll have games going here from Fort Myers. Enjoy the rest of your afternoon, everyone. Thanks for tuning in. This is Inside Twins on your home for Twins baseball.
You have been listening to Inside Twins, brought to you by Killebrew Root Beer, locally owned and operated. It's how memories are created and legends are made.
This has been a presentation of the Treasure Island Baseball Network.
Two historic bands. Los Lobos. And Los Lonely Boys. The Brotherhood Tour. Saturday, March 22nd at Treasure Island Resort and Casino. Get tickets now at TICasino.com. Los Lobos, Los Lonely Boys.
We are gathered here to... what's with the blanket?
Oh, it's my Securian blanket. It's an unsubtle metaphor for the security I feel knowing I have smart insurance and retirement solutions from Securian Financial.
I see. And, sir, do you also trust Securian Financial with your insurance and retirement solutions?
I do.
Prepare for your future. Talk to your employer, affinity group, or a financial professional to get started. Learn more at Securian.com.
Insurance issued by subsidiary companies. Securian Financial Services. Member FINRA.
Hey, folks. Somebody said there's more similarities between the killer and I than you might think. We both played first base during our careers, me more than him, and we both hit several home runs over the years, he more than I. And we both love to drink his hometown root beer. Cheers, Harmon. Killebrew old-fashioned root beer and cream soda. Pick up a six-pack or case at your neighborhood Lunds and Byerly's grocery store. Tell them Herbie sent you. Killebrew, it's how memories are created and legends are made.